The following programming is sponsored by Don Beischel. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Good day, Philadelphia. This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour. We are at WWDBAM 860. You can call directly to our studio, 888-329-3306. Now, Bishop Luke with opening prayer.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Blessed is the kingdom and the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above, for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy cathedral, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Patriarch Philaret, for Bishop of Philadelphia, Luke, for the honorable priesthood dedicated in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country's president, for civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For in Ukraine and the Ukrainian president, for all civil authorities and Ukrainian people, and for the Ukrainian armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the city of Philadelphia, mayor, for all civil authorities, the city, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be delivered from all affliction, from danger and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves each other, and all our life unto Christ our God.
Lord, have
to thee,
O Lord.
For unto thee are the glory and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Brother and sisters, listeners, we have holy land, but we send the message to the all Christians, Catholic, Protestants who celebrate in this Holy Friday, Holy Saturday, and the Holy Easter. And happy Easter to all my brother and sisters. And Orthodox Easter Pascha we have May 5th. Little bit late. But right now, this Saturday, we have Soul Saturdays, couple Saturdays, prayers for your beloved departed. On Soul Saturdays, I, Bishop Luke, prays for the souls of your departed loved ones, reading aloud the names of the list you provided. The list of names of your beloved departed is kept in a book in the candle room, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, 817 North 7th Street, Philadelphia. 817 North 7th, Philadelphia, in the Northern Liberties. If you want to include someone dear to you, please send an email to sneoc100@gmail.com. S like send, N like Nicholas, is E, Eastern, O, Ocean Orthodox, C, Church, 100@gmail.com, or just mark the book that is in the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral in the candle room. The special Soul Saturday Panihida follow Vespers. And this Saturday, the Soul Saturdays during Lent, Holy Lent, are March 30th, this Saturday, April 6th, and April 13th. We are suggesting a donation for the reading of your beloved departed names. Thank you. And today at 5 p.m., we will be held pre-sanctified liturgy. And during the Great Lent, a convenient Lenten meal is delicious traditional Ukrainian pierogi, vareniki, made in our own cathedral kitchen. Tonight we will peel in the potatoes. The Tom Haney, the starosta, president of St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral officer, told me after pre-sanctified liturgy at 5 o'clock. And we will be made the pierogi. We need volunteers. And please, brother and sister, I will be teach you. I'm professional maker in the Ukrainian pierogi. Please contact Judy Haney and to her email T like Tom, J like Jason, A like Apple, H, like Henry, A, Apple, N, Nancy, E, Easter, Y, like Yahoo, and Yahoo at yahoo.com. To stock up on frozen potato pierogies at $12 per dozen. And dear brother and sister, right now I have tell you the schedule of services, St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. The St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral schedule every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Presanctified Liturgy the next month. And Saturday, March 30th, 5 p.m. Vespers, and followed by Panihida. And every Sunday, 8:45 a.m. reading of the hours, Westing, and 9 o'clock Westing, 9:15 Hierarchal Divine Liturgy.
Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, Company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided, compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14-plus passengers buses, previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to Jesus Christ. My name is Bishop Luke. I'm Bishop Ukrainian Orthodox Church, KU Patriarchate in USA and Canada. I have a message from a festival director, Judy Haney. And she say, team pierogies, like team. And festival director Judy Haney is gathering all pierogi pinchers on Saturday, March 30, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in our cathedral hall to make the first batch of pierogi for Pierogi Festival 2024. Saturday, November 2nd, and Sunday, November 3rd. Please join us for a fun day of fellowship and pierogi and pinching. Please welcome this Saturday, March 30, 2024. We start at 8 a.m. in the morning. Allah, this is your time. Tell us, or how's the news from Northeast Philadelphia, from St. Nicholas Education Academy, for Northeast Refugee Center. The people told me the last week we have a lot of refugees from Central Asia, from Belarusian, Ukrainian, and who is always coming and need support, need help, need food. And the last week, we gave to the hundreds or over hundreds boxes of food from Northeast Refugee Center. And before you will start to talk, and I will say, send the blessing and happy Easter, the best friend from Ukrainian immigrants, from Northeast the councilman. Brian O'Neill, his foundation donate to the Northeast Refugee Center, not only for Ukraine, all the who is need the food, $9,000. God bless you, Councilman Brian O'Neill, and thank you so much. We build new kitchen, correct, Allah, and we will be share the more food. Maybe next month we'll finish. Allah, okay, tell us from how's the situation right now in Northeast Philly.
So we have several important approaches. They are considering education for refugee children in St. Luke Orthodox Academy. Well, we provide everyday education at Sunday school. We provide not only education, but also Bishop provides additional food to children. And we're very thankful to Food Bank Caring for Friends, for they provide the breakfasts for children, and they enjoy them very much. Every breakfast contains drawings and colorings and blessings to children from other schools. It's a wonderful tradition to share this wisdom, joy, and glory, and faith.
And really appreciate Allah. I saw you and a lot of Muslim neighbors coming too, and you gave to the food and the another religion, correct? Religious people. We really doesn't matter who are you. We help each other. We help any kids. We always help any people. We need peace. We need love. We believe in God, and we help blessing a country, United States of America, we together, and welcome anybody, anytime, and talk to the Professor Alla Puchtecka. Any questions, we have a lot of smart people who understand reading and teaching English, who is help to provide the documentation, correct? And we have a lot of friends, the lawyers, Marina Katz, we have the Nick Ananin, who is always help to immigrants and no charge. This is the very amazing. And Allah,
how many kids right now in refugee center? You have last week, you told me like 26?
It's nearly 30 persons.
30,
and it was rather difficult because we have to divide them, we have to provide different programs, we have to provide additional food as they're growing.
You provide
asking,
the food. How many times a day
us,
the
let
food?
Let us five times a day, yes.
God bless Mr. Shavioni. Yes, he's the native.
Yes, and Bishop Luke organized and provided. And a cook, Pani Maria, she is wonderful professional from Ukraine.
Yes, I will say thank you so much, very Reverend Boris Zabrotsky. He's donated the Northeast Refugee Center $850. Immediately, Allah and I, we go to the dollar store and you bought the what we have, like yellow and blue cups.
Yes, special dinner cups. And of course, we need a lot of learning materials and we buy every day.
Materials, books.
And children, now they are accustomed to study and every day they make 7 or 8 additional papers with colorings, with assignments, with numbers. And they're asking, give me more. I want more. And I'm very pleased when they do make their colorings in the best way, when they follow the shapes, when they can count and answer questions. Every day we provide them English phonics lessons. You can follow our group in Facebook, St. Luke Education Academy. I'm administrator and I provide there all the activities we make with them. If you have children between 2 and 6 and even more, you can let them study with us. You can bring them. The address is 10151 Busselton Avenue. We work with children 7 to 7 from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening. Mostly these are Ukrainian children, but we do not discriminate. We can accept your children. Yep. Enrolling is very easy. You can call me 267-808-5637 and I will explain you more. And also I would like to say that for this program we prepared for you a Ukrainian Orthodox Great Lent music with solo singers and with response by the choir. It is about the praises that come to the Lord.
Yeah.
Dear radio listeners, we have one more information for you. It is about activities of St. Luke Education Academy, situated at 10151 Busselton Avenue. We provide development studies for refugee children that come to the American community without knowledge of English. We provide for them phonics, grammar, music studies. You can call me directly 267-808-5637 and I will explain you about the enrollment procedure. And I would like to say and to say great thanks to the principal of George Washington High School, who provided
Susan
Thompson, who provided us possibility to participate in talent show for Ukrainian kids with the choir of St. Luke Educational Academy. We established it before the festival last year, and this time they were singing the song Hey Sokoli. They do really like Ukrainian music. They are very music children. And we open for them music school that works on Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. You can bring your children and we shall sing together.
And right now, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O blessed Theotokos, open the doors of compassion to us whose hope is in thee, that we may not perish but be delivered from adversity through thee, who art the salvation of the Christian people. Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
And dear brother and sister, today we have presentified liturgy at 5 p.m. St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. And the address 817 North 7th Street, Philadelphia. But the good address from parking lot, we have free parking lot, 820
Hoffman Place.
Hoffman Place. 820 Hoffman Place. This is behind the St. Nicholas Church and close to the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral Rectory. And again, every Saturday we have Vespers at 5 p.m. and follow the Panegyricas. And this Sunday we will have liturgy at 8:45, reading of the hours, 9 a.m. Vesting, 9:15, hierarchical divine liturgy.
And Bishop, may I ask you a question? Parishioners, they're asking, if I cannot hold all the land without meat or without eggs, am I a sinner?
Yes. And
yes, but this is not maybe the most difficult, yes? So we should apologize before God, and we have for this special period of Great Lent to learn not to eat something or not to bite someone, not to eat our neighbors, but to love them.
Yes, and again, Festival Director Judy Henney is gathering all pierogi pinchers on this Saturday, March 30, from 8 a.m., 2 p.m. in our cathedral hall to make the first batch of pierogi for Pierogi Festival 2024.
Yes, thank you.